Proclamation number 5706 of 24th of June, 1953. Faith in God. Revelation. Truth. I want to be acknowledged as God and Creator, as your Father from eternity. I must first demand faith in me from you humans. You must have gained the inner conviction that you emerged from the strength and might of a being which works and rules in all perfection, under whose will you are but which draws close to you with never-ending love because you emerged from his love. I must demand this faith, for only it places you in the right relationship with me, firstly in the relationship of the creature to the Creator, to whom you submit yourselves, and then in the relationship of the child to the Father, whom you love and towards whom you strive. I don't want to know you forever as beings isolated from me. I want to be closely united with you. I want to achieve the aim I set for myself when I called you into being, to work and create with perfect divine beings whom I can make infinitely happy as my children, whom I love and whose love I want to possess in full measure. Faith in me, whom you cannot see and yet can recognize, is the basic condition, the first step on the path to becoming a true child of your Father. For in order to strive towards me I must first be recognized, I must be so conceivable to my living creations that they can love me. Yet I can only reveal myself to them as a supremely perfect being if they believe in me, that I am real and true. And they can gain this faith, for they need only desire to know the truth about their origin, about their being and about their destiny. Where I recognize this desire in a person, there is also a right ground for a strong convinced faith in me. And there I reveal myself in many ways. Through creation, through everything the human being sees around him, I reveal myself to them mentally, I bring the truth close to them in every form, I guide him onto the right path where he will surely find what he desires, information about me as God and Creator, as Father from eternity. Every person can believe if he wants to. But only when he believes in me can I have an effect on him, because you, as a human being in the stage of free will, must be spared all coercive spiritual influence so that your development will not be endangered. But once the human being has attained faith of his own free will, he will also experience the strength and power and love of the one in whom he believes. For as soon as he acknowledges me, he has taken the path of ascent where he will constantly receive help from above to reach his aim. Believing in me, i.e., in my existence, can also result in lively intellectual activity, for I have given the human being the intellect for this purpose, so that he can draw conclusions from the existence of that which is apparent to him as creation. By virtue of his intellect, he can already recognize a power above himself to which he is at the mercy, which disregards human will, which is stronger than the human being himself. Yet whether he is able to love this power, whether he wants to strive towards it, is up to his free will, and depending on this will, this power also reveals itself to the human being. For I want my creatures to become blessed, to establish contact with me in order to reveal myself to them as a God of love, wisdom and power. As a father who longs for his children. Amen.